We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Good morning. Prem over here is a man of many talents, la. That's why we have made it our mission this week to turn him from a man from Klang into a man from Korea.
Operation Prem.
Initially, you know, I was very hesitant, but, you know, I had to give in. And yeah, it's been quite a fun journey.
Dude, when you sign the contract, you know, your employment contract every 2 years, you know you have no choice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so we're hoping to turn Prem from a matcha into an oppa.
That's right.
So obviously, language is a very huge part of the whole Korean wave, right? You got to know how to slit these really cute Korean words into your conversation. Araso?
Yeah, and lucky for you, we have actually colleagues over here who have really delved deep. Into the K-wave culture.
Yeah, man.
Muna Bella, who is from our sister station, Era.
So she hosts their daytime show. She also is the current host of Hallyu Era, which is Malaysia's very first K-pop chart show.
사랑해요.
나도 사랑해.
사랑해요 is good morning, right?
You're looking at me asking for advice when someone is speaking to you in fluent Korean.
사랑해요 is good morning, isn't it?
Huh?
No, it's not.
How about shut up, yo? Okay, and let her talk.
Hi, 문화벨라.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. That's what I was going to say.
Yes. Okay. So 안녕하세요 means hi.
Okay.
But if I want to say good morning, it's 좋은 아침입니다.
I'll just stick with 안녕하세요.
Okay. Okay, Muna, we have many questions for you. We're trying to help out our dear Prem over here to go from...
zero to hero.
Zero to oppa.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we heard that you actually used to work and are still very close with the Korean embassy.
Yeah, I had like a program with them where I became one of their creators. Me and a few fellow friends, we created content for the Malaysian Korean embassy.
Wow.
Okay.
Why did you get into the K culture so much? What made you want to go in it so much?
So at first, it started all because of K-pop.
Right.
I started listening to Korean songs.
And your show. You have a countdown, a Korean countdown.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's called Hallyu Era.
Yeah.
And now for Era, I cover mainly for all the K-pop stuff.
So with you covering all the K-pop stuff, that means everything K that comes to Malaysia, you're going to be the first to know. You're most likely going to be the first to be there as well, right?
Yes,
it's between her and her boss, Honey. I know they're always fighting to get the gig. Like, who's going to MC it?
Oh, wow.
Look at her, Muna not saying anything because it's her boss. You know?
Okay, Muna, what are some of the words that Prem should know?
First, because I'm about to say sorry, but I think you're going to use it a lot.
Yeah. Oh.
죄송합니다.
죄송합니다. And the intonation is important because I know you. I see you going 합니다.
합니다. 합니다 is very polite. So anything if you hear the word yo at the back or 입니다, it means very polite. 입니다 is very, very polite. And yo, it's like polite but a little bit more casual.
So street.
Street, it's like without the yo, but it's considered rude if you don't use it.
Right.
For example, like, you know somebody, you just met somebody, or like strangers, you don't simply say 안녕. So it's kind of like
that's
rude.
Why it's 안녕하세요.
Yeah, 안녕하세요.
Because the yo is at the back.
Yeah.
안녕합니다 also can.
No. Normally it's 안녕하세요. No, 안녕합니다.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So if we were to say your name, it would be Muna Yo.
So name is very simple.
Okay.
If you want to introduce your name,
yourself,
be 안녕하세요.
Okay.
Hi. Prem입니다.
Prem 오빠.
Prem입니다.
Prem입니다.
So I understand that oppa also means brother.
People
mistake oppa for that whole gentleman look, right?
Uh-huh.
But oppa means brother.
Yeah, oppa means brother when a girl call older male.
Like, you should call me abang like that lah.
Yeah lah, abang lah. But
uncle lah.
Yeah. Okay, but RD.
Yeah.
RD, if you want to call Prem, you don't call oppa.
Yeah.
Because normally a girl will call the older guy oppa.
Okay.
So, but instead...
Uncle lah!
I will smack you.
It's oppa ko oppa! Oppa!
So what does RD call me?
So RD will call you hyung.
Hyung
for a... calling older guy.
Oh.
Older than...
Prem hyung.
Yeah, hyung.
Oh, that's like abang lah.
Okay.
You know, that's cool.
Now, teacher, can you teach Prem things that he shouldn't do?
I think, you know, if you watch a lot of, like, K K-drama?
I do. Physical really? 100.
Okay, you are. Okay, so you watch. Okay,
I
that's
attention
good.
Now.
Okay, at least Physical 100. So in Physical 100, there's a lot of swearing. Just don't swear.
There's a lot of swearing.
Yeah.
All I hear them go is, no.
That could be.
Yeah. Or, okay, it might not be like words, but sometimes like the expressions, like Korean, they always have this expression like, aish.
Aish.
Arch. Like that. So randomly going, like, you know, sometimes like, oh, Korean, aish, like that, right? It's very, actually considered like, when I'm rude.
It's rude.
Yeah, it's rude.
Or so hold my expressions.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't even say Aisha's name in public, like, Aisha.
No, I call it Shah.
That could be a good way to cover. So, Aisha!
Okay, so, Prem, if he's going to go to Korea, need to bring Aisha.
So Aisha needs to be with Aisha.
So, or like, Aisha.
Okay, so I'll pick up the phone.
All right, so
I've learned how to say sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, I know. Uh-huh. Kamsahamnida.
Kamsahamnida. Another casual way you can say another way is 고마워요.
Let's just stick with 감사합니다.
Okay, 감사합니다.
Can.
So that's one. Excuse me, because you want to call someone's attention.
Oh, someone's attention. If you go to a restaurant,
저기요. And that's gender neutral, so guy, girl, anyone can.
Yeah.
Cool. 저기요.
Yeah, 저기요.
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 물고기.
Yeah.
원.
하나.
하나.
주세요. 주세요 is please.
Please, 주세요.
주세요. Yeah,
주세요. One 물고기 주세요.
주세요.
감사합니다.
Yes!
Wow.
Or if you want to flatter someone and say, 예뻐요, 잔뜩.
I know this.
So if you go like, for example, you go shopping and like you say, 아줌마.
Uh-huh.
Like, the other auntie, 예뻐요.
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 Aunties like me a lot.
예뻐요.
It's a bit disturbing, but okay. Right, not too bad. How are you feeling right now, Prem, after getting all this information?
After learning the culture, learning a bit of the language, I gotta say this operation is in good gears right now.
Exactly. I got a very important question to ask you. Kanchana?
Oh, mo nana.
Kanchana, yo.
Okay, we'll give him more nana later. Okay.
Just the way you like it.
You like it.
Everything 100% real.
True story.
The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.